Now turn to part four. You'll hear an interview with a teenager called Luke Fuller, who's talking about working as a junior reporter for his local radio station. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today is Luke Fuller, who's 17 and who's just spent a month working as a junior reporter for his local radio station. It sounds fascinating. What was the purpose of what you were doing, Luke?
Well, the radio station in my town wanted to encourage teenagers to have a go at being reporters. This meant taking your microphone everywhere and talking to people about what was happening in their lives. The whole idea was to focus on ordinary teenagers and not local celebrities or anyone like that. It was about making us see that everyone has a story that's worth telling. Some of us might go on to work at a radio station, but that wasn't really the purpose.
So how did you prepare?
Well, we had a bit of training. Of course, I had to familiarise myself with the equipment, but I'm quite good with technical stuff, so that wasn't too much of a problem. The weird thing was having to practice being natural and relaxed. I'd never thought about how hard that would be. We were told to be spontaneous rather than write a script or anything like that. I must admit, I love writing, so I did jot down some ideas anyway.
How did you feel about the idea of reporting from your school?
Well, it meant I'd be the centre of attention for a few days, which I wasn't looking forward to because I'm rather shy. These reports weren't part of my schoolwork, but my teachers seemed quite keen on the idea anyway, and one or two gave me some advice. And there was plenty of stuff going on at school. It's a lively place, so there was no shortage of stuff to talk about.
So what happened when you did your first interviews with people at school?
As soon as I got the microphone out, even my most talkative friends tended to go all self-conscious. Sometimes I had to begin recording a few minutes before the start of the interview just to put people at their ease. There wasn't always time to explain things to them before the interview, so sometimes one or two of them didn't feel ready. But, you know, in the end people often opened up and revealed much more than I'd expected, which was great.
What happens after you've recorded something? Is it edited or changed in any way?
Everything you record has to be carefully edited. Luckily, I got the chance to work on this with producers at the station, so it wasn't as if I'd no control over the content. Although it only went out on the radio a week later, it wasn't live. Even so, kids I'd talked to at school wanted to know that anything silly or embarrassing they said wouldn't be broadcast. Unfortunately, sometimes even good stuff had to be cut because time's very limited. That's a pity, but I understood the reasons for it.
So, overall, did you enjoy being a reporter?
Sure, it was a lot of fun. My mum says I liked it because it gave me permission to ask loads of personal questions, but I think she's just joking. What was really cool about it was that I had to be a journalist, a producer and an engineer all at the same time, and each role needed specific skills. I never complained about having to do everything. Yeah, it was hard work, but I didn't mind.
And has it changed your attitude to radio at all?
Some of my friends think the radio is just for music, but I've never thought like that. It can make you feel like someone is talking directly to you. I hope that's how people will feel when they hear me. What I've learnt is that because there are no pictures, you have to be creative and pay attention to the words you use. It made me appreciate how good radio reporters have to be at expressing themselves. That's not to say there's no place for music.
Great talking to you, Luke.
Now you'll hear part four again.
My guest today is Luke Fuller, who's 17 and who's just spent a month working as a junior reporter for his local radio station. It sounds fascinating. What was the purpose of what you were doing, Luke?
Well, the radio station in my town wanted to encourage teenagers to have a go at being reporters. This meant taking your microphone everywhere and talking to people about what was happening in their lives. The whole idea was to focus on ordinary teenagers and not local celebrities or anyone like that. It was about making us see that everyone has a story that's worth telling. Some of us might go on to work at a radio station, but that wasn't really the purpose.
So how did you prepare?
Well, we had a bit of training. Of course, I had to familiarise myself with the equipment, but I'm quite good with technical stuff, so that wasn't too much of a problem. The weird thing was having to practice being natural and relaxed. I'd never thought about how hard that would be. We were told to be spontaneous rather than write a script or anything like that. I must admit, I love writing, so I did jot down some ideas anyway.
How did you feel about the idea of reporting from your school?
Well, it meant I'd be the centre of attention for a few days, which I wasn't looking forward to because I'm rather shy. These reports weren't part of my schoolwork, but my teachers seemed quite keen on the idea anyway, and one or two gave me some advice. And there was plenty of stuff going on at school. It's a lively place, so there was no shortage of stuff to talk about.
So what happened when you did your first interviews with people at school?
As soon as I got the microphone out, even my most talkative friends tended to go all self-conscious. Sometimes I had to begin recording a few minutes before the start of the interview just to put people at their ease. There wasn't always time to explain things to them before the interview, so sometimes one or two of them didn't feel ready. But, you know, in the end people often opened up and revealed much more than I'd expected, which was great.
What happens after you've recorded something? Is it edited or changed in any way?
Everything you record has to be carefully edited. Luckily, I got the chance to work on this with producers at the station, so it wasn't as if I'd no control over the content. Although it only went out on the radio a week later, it wasn't live. Even so, kids I'd talked to at school wanted to know that anything silly or embarrassing they said wouldn't be broadcast. Unfortunately, sometimes even good stuff had to be cut because time's very limited. That's a pity, but I understood the reasons for it.
So overall, did you enjoy being a reporter?
Sure, it was a lot of fun. My mum says I liked it because it gave me permission to ask loads of personal questions, but I think she's just joking. What was really cool about it was that I had to be a journalist, a producer and an engineer all at the same time, and each role needed specific skills. I never complained about having to do everything. Yeah, it was hard work, but I didn't mind.
And has it changed your attitude to radio at all?
Some of my friends think the radio is just for music, but I've never thought like that. It can make you feel like someone is talking directly to you. I hope that's how people will feel when they hear me. What I've learnt is that because there are no pictures, you have to be creative and pay attention to the words you use. It made me appreciate how good radio reporters have to be at expressing themselves. That's not to say there's no place for music.
Great talking to you, Luke.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.